We're just going to leaf through this, okay? Here goes another birth poem. Beatrice on the bed. Muscles twitch pain. No. The pain. Marcia offers warm wet towel. No, no. It's too painful. Beatrice paces bedroom, cross corn planting blanket, barefoot through rows of corn dancers, caressing abdomen. Deep breathing. Lips expel flurries of pain while her fingers circle belly, trying to ease pain. In a tub of warm water. No. Beatrice rises. Ah! Ah! Pulls my hands into hers. We stand together in bathroom, window to her back, silhouettes her soft curves of hips and shoulders, to a dark shadow sunlight smolders off of. She radiates light, streams. Her face grimaces intense pain and pleasure. Her head lolls forward, and long black hair falls over my face as I kneel before her on the bathroom floor. Prop your right leg up, Beatrice, on the toilet seat. That's it. Now push. Push. And through vines of her hair, I peer. Between her spread legs, blinding light streams through. Our bodies connected by hair create a cave dwelling of flesh. She mutters grunted pleas, aggressive, throaty squeals, grips my shoulders, her warm breath pants at my head. Sweat drips from her onto me. And then, in raging strobe of sunlight between her legs, from wild roses and green vines pressed against window at her back, she gives half-choked sob and upside down, suspended between her legs, surfacing from sunlight, leaves and flowers. The thousand-year-old face appears, Gabrielle. Flying dark shape in sunlight, God descending from sky between woman's legs, arms and face glisten darkly with uterine juices, shimmery body fluids. It wriggles free of mother skin, fierce, glum godhead, stone face. I stare at through vines of hair, its dark eyes squinch-lidded, open wide in haunting ferocity at me. And instantly I am tossed, flung from my body into a Ferris wheel of lights. Disembodied in sheer blaze of dazzling waves of light, instantaneously hurled into timeless space, out of my body like a spark from a chimney flue at winter dawn, floating up an updraft. Then I'm holding a wrinkled brown baby. Fill me with juice, thick rivulets of blood run down our hands, arms, wrists. Gabrielle slips from her trembling loins into my hands, cries angrily at me, and I rise in the glowing sunlight, blue misted bathroom, brush through vines of hair, offer Gabrielle, child of the sun, to Beatrice, and then look at the window and bow.